Kyle Malin is the editor of the MERS newsletter. We try to be a little bit more choosy when we get Kyle on because he's got a new baby and we want to make sure he gets his rest. So we haven't been calling him as much as normal. Kyle, good morning.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate that.
Somebody's got to look after you, you know. Before we talk state politics, I want to talk with you about local politics. I saw a story recently, and we had Carol Wood on the program yesterday, and there's an idea out there floating around that there might be a new tax proposed and put on the November ballot. Have you heard about this for the city of Lansing?
No, I hadn't heard about this. Where did you see this?
Well, apparently, I happened to see it first in the City Pulse. And then I talked with Carol Wood. So apparently there's an idea out there. It's been talked about in committee, about a half mil that would be used to fix sidewalks. And no one's talking about it much, but I find it interesting because it could be some more money out of the pockets of those of us who either live here or work here and have taxes taken out for that. So I wanted to see if I could get your take on that, but I need to let you chew on that for a bit and see what you can find out.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a possibility, I suppose. You know, the voters here in Lansing have been reluctant in the past to support millage increases, and I would assume that they would be reluctant on here as well. But then again, the sidewalks here, you know, there's a lot of fixing that could be done, I suppose. It's an interesting idea. You know, I just did a story for MERS yesterday that kind of goes along with this, and that we just had a lot of ballot proposals last Tuesday across the state. And what I found out is that on the local level, there's a lot of people in a lot of communities that were supportive of local tax increases, amazingly enough, for things like sidewalks, like roads. As a matter of fact, I found that in the August 7 primary, 90% of local ballot proposals that were on across the state passed. And these were millage, either renewals or increases. So there is an appetite out there for folks to improve their services locally as long as the case is made that it needs to happen. Now, there's still dozens out there that didn't get passed. But it's interesting to note that it's not an automatic defeat if these things get on.
I also wanted to talk with you about U.S. Representative, or former, I should say, Thad McCotter. More news and information has come out that the feds were about to investigate him, which is one of the reasons he bailed so quickly. And seeing a report in today's MERS newsletter, he didn't have a lot of valid signatures, did he?
You know what? Mark Grebner over at Practical Political Consultant actually keeps these petition signatures. You know, you sign these petitions. I don't know if you've signed them. I don't sign them. But, you know, you think you just kind of sign them and you kind of go out in no man's land. Well, actually, Mark Grebner saves these things. Even though the Secretary of State doesn't, he does. And he keeps a file on what people sign and stuff. It's pretty amazing what he does. Anyway, he's kept Thad McCotter's petition signatures back from 2002, even though the Secretary of State doesn't, and supplied the Secretary of State yesterday with Thad McCotter's petition signatures going back that far. And he actually supplied them to me as well. And I didn't have time to look at all of them, but I did look at his petition signatures for 2010. And what I found out is that if anybody had actually taken a fine look at those back in 2010, they would have found that he photocopied petition signatures in the last election cycle, like was done in this one. And if they'd taken a closer look, he wouldn't have had enough petition signatures in 2010 to make the ballot. I found less than 500 valid signatures in 2010, which is half of what he needed. He could have gotten kicked off the ballot in 2010, Tony, if there would have been a close enough look at it.
What has his staff been doing?
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, and I'm sure there's stuff, if I look in 2008, I'm sure there's stuff there, too. Because Bill Schuette had insinuated as such at his press conference last week that this kind of activity have been going on since 2006. It's just absolutely amazing. And, you know, he would get a, there would be a completed petition form of 15 signatures. And it was almost a guarantee that I would find that same petition later in the filing. And sometimes I would find it a second time as well. It was in triplets, not just the duplicate, but the same petition would be found three times. It was amazing.
Saw a story in the newsletter that Governor Engler believes that term limits have been a failed experiment. Tell us about this.
Yeah, John Engler was at the National Conference of State Legislators conference last week, and he sat down and talked to us, and is not a fan of term limits, as most people who are involved in government are not. I think he brings up a lot of the same arguments that we've heard before, that it gets rid of people's expertise in areas, and it eliminates lawmakers' power in the sense that they don't have, the knowledge that they've had in the past in those positions, and the background in areas like tax policy or natural resources, and they can't go back and say, well, you know, we've tried such and such and it didn't quite work, so we'll not move on. And you know, currently what you have here is every 2 or 4 years you get a new committee chair, and they got to be completely brought up to speed on what's been going on. And it slows the process down in the sense that you just don't get a lot of background on these areas.
All right, Kyle, I've got about 45 seconds. The casino proposal doesn't pass the constitutional muster is the headline on the MERS newsletter. Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. If you sign that petition to expand the number of casinos by 8 in this state, you might see that get just thrown off. The Court of Appeals ruled today or yesterday that it said that there wasn't enough language in the actual petition that was circulated, and so it may not make the ballot. The Court of Appeals said it should not. We assume that the supporters are going to try and take this to the Supreme Court and have them rule on this, but as of right now, it's off.
All right. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Hey, it's my pleasure.